This is the Well, Well, Well podcast with Cassandra and Britt, episode 16, Macros plus Life Coaching equals Overall Wellness. Join us today as we talk to Heidi and Natalie, the founders of the hilarious and informative feed, Butter Your Macros. These girls have helped over 3,000 clients achieve the wellness they want through macros and the mind-body connection. Stay tuned to find out how you can sign up to receive their help too with a discount code. Well, 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 welcome to the podcast. We can't think of anything better than conversations with your friends about all the wellness.
Let's discuss what the gurus are saying and weave the good stuff into our lives.
We aren't experts, but we are your friends and we are here with you.
We are so glad you joined us.
Hey boo, can you leave us a review? It would be so nice of you. It helps us reach people who would enjoy it too.
Thank you. We are so excited to have the Butter Your Macros girls here with us on the podcast today. So you guys, you got to tell us what you're drinking today. Tell us about your bevy.
Tell us your bevy right now.
Okay, so we're both recovering Diet Coke drinkers, like addicts.
Oh, I'm in the throes of it.
We don't want to rain on anyone's parade, but it is an inflammatory, and I was having some serious hip flexor issues, and I went to the doctor and all, and got like ultrasound and all that stuff on everything just to see what it was, and it ended up being Diet Coke.
Well, and for me, I tend to be naturally kind of anxious and an insomniac, so I've converted to Diet Coke caffeine free. Can you believe it? Isn't that just pathetic?
Look at our beverages. I'll tell you where we're from. And obviously, as macro coaches, we have to tell you you have to drink half your weight in ounces. So really, we are professional water drinkers. But our bevy of choice right now, mine is Ideal Lean Clear Whey. It's a drink mix, and it has zero fat, zero carbs, and 20 grams of protein, which if you are a macro counter or anybody just looking to have lean muscle mass, protein is your jam. And they have it in lemonade, dragon fruit, strawberry, and a mojito flavor. I'm a fan of the lemonade and the dragon fruit, and you can order it online. And our friend has a code, AmberB15, if you want to get a discount on it, which who doesn't love a discount? As Natalie's bevy is Ideal Lean Lemonade Clear Whey.
Okay. Ooh, can't wait.
Man, I've never even heard of this.
Heidi, is yours the gold can caffeine-free Diet Coke?
No, please. Mine is Perk Chill in the chocolate salted caramel pretzel flavor. And I love to have it right before bed. It promotes healthy sleep. It also has collagen in it, which hashtag eyelashes and wrinkles. And it has a slow absorbing protein blend to encourage recovery from workouts. It is 2.5 grams of fat, 11 grams of carbs, and 6 grams of protein per serving. And so a total of 90 calories, and I love to have it warm right before bed. It helps me sleep so much better.
Okay. That's so interesting. Cause it's called Perk. You would think it would make you.
Well, we know about energy. Perk, but see, it's Perk Chill.
Oh, yes. Chill. This perk is chill. Different.
This is Perk the same Perk.
That's right. The lesser known sister. Yes. Who's just pretty.
Okay. So tell us, how do you feel about the sucralose?
Oh, we don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. Sorry.
Okay. It doesn't bother you. Britt and I debate about this all the time because I like sucralose. and I'm always like, Britt, you got to try it. She's like, no, monk fruit all the way. And I'm like, constantly trying to get her to do that.
Like sugar and stuff. And we're like, you know what? Sugar for everybody.
Sprinkle it all around.
I'm down with sugar. I'm just not down with the artificial sugars. That's it. But no judge
tastes as good as the real stuff. So there's that.
No. Yes, exactly. That's right. And I do like perks. So I totally understand. Yeah, and I'm sure I would like that evening one. So that is a perfect one. And so just to get started, girls, will you tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Absolutely. So we are two best friends. We live 8 houses apart and we are obsessed with food. We're both late to the fitness game. We've all started just within the last 5 years and now we're doing CrossFit. We consider ourselves amateurs, but we love it.
We're both precision nutrition certified coaches. Heidi is also a Bebold master through Jody Moore's life coaching program, and she's also studied with the great Byron Katie.
And Natalie's a hairstylist of 21 years.
Which makes me sound like an old school hairdresser.
We're both moms combined. We have 8 kids. We believe a goal-driven life can also be delicious, and we love helping women believe that too.
Ugh, that's such a good tagline, guys.
See, I love your approach. Tell us how you guys came up with your name, Butter Your Macros.
Oh, gosh. So we actually, you know, like all things, names are like, unless it's children, I felt like I had a good handle on that one. But as far as like creating a name, especially for Instagram, it was just, we went through a lot of really horrible ones. And what are we really trying to do here? And we really just love delicious food. Like kale is never our go-to, you know, but we just think like, you know, butter is luxurious, butter makes everything better. And so Butter Your Macros, that's mm-hmm. basically where that came from. So.
And I now love it, because your sense of humor shines through with it too. It's so good.
Totally. And Natalie, I have been doing hair for 20 years. So I'm an old hairdresser right there with you.
Love it. We're the best of our kind, actually. Right? Yeah. Nothing on us.
Exactly.
You know what? You're experienced.
Yes.
That's what you are.
Seasoned.
Right. Definitely feeling that, especially now we're in our 40s. It's definitely a lot of seasoning happening.
Seriously, seasoned is too close to weathered. Let's go back to experience.
Yeah, seasoned is bad. I was trying to stay in the food stream, guys. Like, we were talking food a little bit.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
I
was
slow. Okay. I got you.
My fault. Pretend that we are total idiots, which we just might be, and tell us exactly what macros means. If you've never heard of it before, what is this whole macros thing?
Okay.
So first of all, everybody consumes macros on a daily basis, and it's basically short for macronutrients, which are your basic building blocks of every single food, which is carbs, protein, and fat. So everybody actually consumes macronutrients on a daily basis. So macros is just short for that. Mm-hmm.
It's like calorie counting, but more specific. So you're counting the grams of protein, fat, and carbs that you take in on a daily basis. It's a high protein diet, so that preserves your lean muscle mass so that your calorie deficit can more effectively target fat. So it's a really efficient way to lose fat while eating the most you can and still see results. Most people start with it like as a weight loss plan, but that's not the only benefit from counting macros.
This is really just specific to your food. Does it also incorporate exercise, or is the macros specific to food?
So macros in and of itself is just food related. Okay. The reason why people use counting macros as a tool, originally it actually historically was for bodybuilders to be able to target their goals, to be able to create shapes for competitions, but it's become more civilian modified since then. And so fitness does incorporate into it because of, you know, when you want to eat a certain balance for performance, or if you have goals, aesthetic goals, which is usually weight loss goals for especially most women want to lose weight, fitness does become a factor into like how much you eat and the ratios that you eat. But everything about macros is just food.
I think what separates it from other diets is the after plan. So like I said, most people start it to lose fat, but afterwards, you actually raise your calories back up to a maintenance level is what it's called, so that you can maintain the fat loss that you achieved.
Oh, cool. Keep your weight, but also keep the fat ratio down, basically.
Yes, exactly. So you stay out of that yo-yo cycle, for sure.
And it's a way to be able to eat all the things that you love and not gain weight mm-hmm. at the end, which is really like the magical unicorn of macros, we like to call it, because most women believe that they have to always eat low in order to stay thin or to keep the weight off.
So there's several different factors, variables that go into how many calories you burn in a day. Whenever you cut calories, like to lose weight, your metabolism actually begins to downregulate to match your intake, which is why every diet eventually plateaus. Like, you know, the typical cycle is you start the diet, it works a little bit, and then it stops working. And you say, this diet doesn't work. And you go back to how you were eating before. But because you reduced your metabolism by cutting calories, then you immediately go to the way you were eating previously, or to foods that you've been missing because you've been trying to, you know, eat low calorie.
Been doing
you actually gain weight at an exponential rate, which is why almost everybody who does a short-term diet ends up having added back the weight they may have lost, plus usually like what, another 10? And that's because, again, you reduce your metabolism, and then without reversing it back, which is the after plan of macros, where you raise your calorie intake and therefore your metabolism in small increments back to a maintenance level. That's how you are able to restore your metabolic health and eat a higher calorie amount on a daily basis without gaining weight.
I mean, really what it comes down to is all food has value, right? And I like a lot of times, especially in our culture, we identify things as clean or junk or, you know, good or bad. And what macros does is actually removes all the labels from food, because what you realize is that they all just have like a very neutral value, and what it's worth equals something as far as like in a caloric standpoint. Mm-hmm. And so what counting macros does, and what we've been able to teach women, and what it's really not anything anyone's invented. It's just what the nature of food is to figure out the value, so you know what something's worth, so you know how it contributes to your body. So for example, we liken it a lot to like budgeting. So let's just say you're working with a $2,000 budget. You know how many times you could hit the dollar section at Target, or if you want to like spring for the big purchase, all those things count towards your budget. And it's the same thing with calories. Every food has a value. So that's why when you have people who are like, oh, I'm only going to eat clean, you can actually eat clean and too much clean, and you can still gain weight eating all the things that are like labeled that. On the flip side, you can also eat plenty of junk food and still lose weight, because everything has a value. And that's really what macros and counting macros teaches you, is the value of food and how to see it neutral, as well as how to make it work in your favor or keep yourself from gaining or losing. That's called maintenance. Say you get to your goal weight, you're able to keep that and maintain that without having to cut calories.
It sounds like for some people, it might feel like a little bit complex, but there's a whole calculation that you guys do.
Yes.
Macros all have a value. So every gram of protein and carbs are 4 calories, and every gram of fat is 9 calories. So if you look at your nutrition label in your cupboards, everything has it listed on there. And if you were to multiply those grams, they would equal the calorie value of the food.
Does this limit people from eating out and things like that if they are on this program or trying to have this be their lifestyle? Like, how does that affect you guys?
Well, we've eaten out consistently since we started macros. A lot of people do find that it's easier to eat at home, but we personally don't, because we like to eat out. It's just the same principle. A lot of restaurants have nutrition information that you can look up, or you can just estimate it. And it's a great way to challenge yourself to eyeball portions or figure out ways to calculate food on the go. And a lot of people can get very stuck by worrying about how accurate it is or those kinds of things. But really, at the end of the day, it's all estimations. I mean, even the way they measure the caloric value of food is still not exactly the way the human body processes food and calories and whatnot. You learn to estimate and kind of figure things out on the fly. And it can be really empowering to do that and to kind of build your knowledge base by challenging yourself to hit your goals in different environments. We are big believers in making macros fit your life and not trying to fit your life into macros.
And honestly, the whole reason that Buddy Your Macros even started was because we were stuck in a drive-thru one day, and we were scrambling through my fitness pile to try to figure out what to order at Wendy's, which we don't go to Wendy's anymore because they've disappointed us too many times. We're like, we should just create an Instagram that we have all the places that we love to eat at, and we know exactly what the macros are on all the items there, so we can just have it as a reference page. So that actually is how Buddy Your Macros was even born in the first place. We had no intention of creating like a lifestyle Instagram out of it. So it became like a Dear Diary way for us to figure out all the places we could eat, because the reality is we eat out every week. The only way we've been able to sustain this lifestyle is because we have that flexibility. We love to go out and eat together with our husbands, with our family, with our friends. We love donuts. You're never going to like get me off a sidecar. So there's just things... you know, we don't want to have to give up the things that we love in order to have the bodies that we want or the results of and that contribute to our goals. So yes, you can absolutely eat out and do this. You can eat treats. That's really what's been so amazing about counting macros and teaching women how to count macros, is that so many people feel like they can't have certain things if they want certain things. And the reality is you can have it all as long as you know how to manipulate it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's like Natalie was saying with the budgeting principle. I mean, if you are trying to save up money for a vacation or something, you could just take the approach of, I'm just going to generally try to spend less and hope that that accrues to the amount you need and the timeline that you need. But there's like a certain amount of misery that comes with that. Just spend less generally. What does that even really mean? Right. As opposed to, I'm going to save this specific amount every day or every week or whatever. And then you know you can measure that and get to the goal you want to have. And that's similar to macros, in that the way you gauge your daily intake or your weekly intake is taking you to a specific result.
Well, we love that this all started in a Wendy's drive-thru. So how did that evolve into coaching?
That's a great question. So when we started, we actually very pointedly did not want to come across as macro authorities. We were just trying to build resources that we felt like we needed for our own macro journey. Mm-hmm. But we were also like really motivated to learn more and more and more about the process. And as we were sharing what we were learning, people just started asking us pretty insistently about coaching. We took the leap. We got certified and started coaching, and we've never looked back. It's been awesome.
Yeah, we're about 2.5-3 years into it, and we've probably coached 3,000 women so far, and we continue to kind of build through that. And we've had a couple iterations of a couple programs we've done. We do one-on-one concierge coaching as well, and we have a few programs that we run as well.
Well, if you look on your feed and you see your arms, I know why everybody is insistent about it.
Yes.
Me coming in hot, going to be one of them.
The back muscles.
Oh gosh, what I wouldn't give. I'm going to do macros.
Neither one of us have perfect bodies for sure. Although we like to think that between the two of us, we actually do.
It's amazing. You guys look amazing and so healthy and so strong.
If you had a specific client, what does coaching look like for you?
We definitely start with an onboarding call, and they fill out a pretty extensive questionnaire about basically their whole entire life, their diet history, their exercise habits, the things they like to eat, the things they don't like to eat. Basically, we just figure out who they are as an individual and then figure out their goals. We work with them to figure out what they are as well as how realistic they are and in the time frame. A lot of women have time frames that they like to accomplish things in, so that's kind of the basis and the start. And then one-on-one coaching with us looks a little bit different than our group coaching program. One-on-one has weekly phone calls, mostly with Heidi. She's incredible. We do a lot of mindset work because, let's be honest, weight loss is a lot more about mindset than it is just about pounds.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And a lot of women don't see that those go to get two and two together. A lot of them think, oh, if I lose weight, I'll be happy. When in reality, we've seen some super miserable women who have lost plenty of weight. And we have some women who have weight to lose and are incredibly happy. And so the two kind of go hand in hand. We do believe a lot that like mind and body harmony are important, but they also take time. So we do a lot of that together. They get check-ins weekly. We have quite a bit of 24-hour macro counting support. We help troubleshoot eating out their days. We help them work through MyFitnessPal, tracking food ideas, suggestions. We do not meal plan for people though. We are big believers in figuring it out how you like to eat, the way you like to eat, to make it a lifestyle and to be livable for you. And then our group coaching program is a little bit like of a more downscaled one-on-one program, but we do 3 days a week of office hours where all of our women who are in our group coaching program come together. They can get coached live or they can just ask questions. And then we still have accountability check-ins, workbooks.
And our group coaching program, we run with that Ashton Barrett, who's another Instagram macro coach.
This sounds amazing.
Yeah, seriously awesome and really wowzy. Cool that it's evolved like this. I like that you guys were once just consumers of the program before you became experts and then wanted to share it. It's like you really know what it's like living it, mm-hmm. which I think probably makes it very approachable for the people you coach.
That's really important to us, to be relatable and to show that we're just regular women who make it work. Because especially on Instagram, I think there's a big push to intimidate other women with your perfection and want them to like envy you or idolize you or whatever. And we absolutely do not go into that at all. Like, we want women to realize like we're all equals. We can all help each other and support each other. And that's where we're really going to get where we want to be.
And we also want them to leave feeling like I could hang out with them. Like, they could be my best friends. Like,
yeah, I think it makes people be like, I can ask them any question. They're not going to shame me.
Yeah.
I would love it if that's how everyone felt, for real.
That's definitely the feeling I get from you guys. So what are the biggest challenges that people are facing during weight loss and when they're considering macros? Like, at first, because we do life coaching too, and so I know you know this thought model. At first, my brain wants to tell me all sorts of different thoughts, like, I'll never get their arms, they must have more time, do I need to weigh my food, I'll never be able to eat out. Like, those would be my personal challenges. But what are the challenges that you find women have?
There's definitely a lot. Comparison is a big one, like you said. Impatience is a huge one.
Unrealistic expectations and what it takes to get what they want out of it.
And feeling like being so committed to exercise, fitness, and eating well, like that there's an element of misery that has to be there in order for it to work. When we try to, we are always trying to show people that that's categorically not true. It's a belief that's really hard for women to give up. Like, if I'm not miserable, I'm not doing it right.
Or if I'm not miserable, I'm not changing myself.
Yeah,
I'm bettering myself.
Exactly. But the problem with that, I mean, besides the obvious, is just when you don't enjoy the process, you become so hyper-focused on the result that you can lose weight and still not be happy. If it's always a future focused, then you're going to be chasing that horizon forever. It has to start from a place of working to accept yourself on a daily basis. And before you know it, you're going to have your wildest dreams are true. You know, you just have to realize that what you believe drives everything you do.
So Heidi, you've gone into a lot of this life coaching stuff. You've gone to retreats, you've done a lot of that work. And have you done most of that for you personally as a working mom, or have you done it more for your clients? Like, yes. Where have you found it most effective? Yes to both? Yeah,
absolutely. Because, so Natalie's just referencing my nervous breakdown. So I'll go into that a little bit. For the first probably 35 years of my life, I had terrible self-esteem and I had no idea. I thought I just had high expectations. I was completely driven by, like, you know, trying to get other people to like me, doing things for other people, the shoulds and all of that kind of stuff. And in the space of what, like a year and a half, it was just nonstop struggle. Cassandra, you know, like Chrissy getting sick and passing away, she's my mother-in-law, was really tough. My parents both had significant health challenges. My dad was in the ICU when we went to my mother-in-law's funeral. My brother tried to adopt a baby and that almost fell apart. And we were in a court battle for a while. My daughter got diagnosed with autism. My husband was betrayed by his business partners. I mean, it just goes on and on. It was rough. So I found myself at kind of a rock bottom place and started therapy, started thought work, and was able to see a light at the end of the tunnel. And I think regardless of what the circumstances are, every woman, dare I say, every person reaches the point in their life where what got you there, your survival, you know, mechanisms, what got you to that place isn't working anymore. It's a sink or swim moment. And you can either double down on the people pleasing or the shoulds or the whatever and make yourself exponentially miserable, numb yourself out for the rest of your life, or you can do the work to figure out who you are and what you want and how to connect with other people and to make a difference, not just for yourself, but for, you know, I think you find real happiness when you're contributing something to the world, but it doesn't really matter what it is, as long as you feel passionate about it and you put yourself out there. So the retreats and all of the thought work and all that stuff, yeah, it's for me and therefore things that I can share with anybody in my life.
And I have to say, she has such an incredible natural knack for it. As I've seen her come back from Jodi Moore, I mean, we call it L-tapping, like listening to a podcast. That girl, I mean, she listens to more and reads more than just about anybody I know, and just what she's able to extract from it and manipulate into something else that's completely different and on her own has just been exponential to watch and see. And I've been fortunate to have like a front row seat to it. And that has been something that everybody that follows our page and our girls that we coach have completely benefited from.
Oh, thanks, Nat. Yeah, I have to say,
really, I mean, amazing.
I definitely feel like this is one thing that makes us unique for sure, because we talk about thought work and our quest to be better individuals like constantly. And Natalie has also an incredible talent with it in terms of making it relatable for the civilian, because I can get very like in the woo, like very out there. I can't even tell you. We call them our sidebars, and it's just like, and she's the one who kind of brings it back down and is like, okay, but this
actually. She's like, you're not going to say that in public, right?
Yeah, exactly. She's amazing and wise beyond her years for sure.
I have been so lucky. This is Cassandra, and I've been so lucky to see this transformation in Heidi. She is married to my husband's cousin. So our husbands are cousins. There were some rough years there. And then seeing you and being like, wait, something's different. And it's just not her fabulous arms or her pink hair. Like, what's going on here? There's something different. And it's true. You were like glowing.
There was an energy shift.
Yeah, there was a total energy shift in you. I felt lucky to see that too, Natalie.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Jeez. Can I carry you around my pocket and you can say these kind of uplifting things?
I think what I also love about Heidi's story is that it's proof to every single woman that you have a transition in you. that is possible. It doesn't matter how old you are or how long you've been beating yourself up for or how miserable you've been or how desperately you want change in your life. It's like, it's possible for everybody. And there's another side of it that you just have to get to, right? And that's kind of why, like, we love doing what we do, because most women don't even see that it's necessary and possible for them.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, it really is a journey that parallels macros in a lot of ways. Macros can show you your brain just like any difficult challenge or anything you're trying to learn. What I think is a crucial piece of it is just being open to change, open to thinking about things differently. And like, if you were going to start therapy, I don't know how far you'd get if you were like, I'm going to start this. I'm going to do it for 6 weeks and I'm going to fix myself and then I'll be healed spiritually forever, you know?
Right.
And it's like a little bit similar with macros. It's like, if you're just starting it so that you can be done, you know, you're not looking to make it a sustainable lifestyle or find ways to incorporate it into your life, then it can be easily to be just another diet. You're willing to really like be a student and open yourself to the process and see what can happen. Anything can happen.
I have to say one of the most pivotal stories that really changed the trajectory of my mindset and coaching for, especially for other women and myself, was one of our girls was talking about how her mother was like 84 years old and on her deathbed and still hated herself, still hated her body, still thought she was too fat. And one of our girls, she's 50 and she's like, I don't have 35 more years in me to hate myself. Like, I'm so done with the diet cycles and the nonstop and just like always wanting to be thinner. And, you know, Heidi likes to say, like, if you could hate yourself thin, we'd all be thin, right? And it just doesn't work that way. And I think that so many women have so much self-loathing and low self-esteem, and they have no idea how incredible they really are. And a lot of it just has to do with the fact that we just wish we were thinner, we wish we looked better, we feel like that's the missing piece. In reality, it has nothing to really do with that.
I mean, we hear these kinds of things all the time about, like, would you say it to your best friend or your daughter or whatever, so then don't say it to yourself. And yet, again, with, you guys know, with the thought work stuff, a lot of that stuff, when you're not making a conscious effort to get in touch with who you are, a lot of that stuff goes below your notice. You don't realize how cruel you can be to yourself unless you really dial in and start to be able to hear yourself think.
Yeah. Write some of it down and take like a really good look at your thoughts surrounding weight and body image.
Well, it's easy to know how you feel about your body, but people don't as frequently take a look at like what's driving those feelings, what thoughts are driving those
what
feelings,
what thought is behind
or
that,
or even realizing that that goes hand in hand. So it's pretty cool that people that come to get coached by you guys are going to get macros coaching, full-fledged physical fitness overhaul, and at the same time get the life coaching piece as well, get a glimpse into their brain and how the same thoughts that are crippling them in a fitness realm might also be affecting them in other areas of their life.
100%.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons that we started this too, is when we started it and we called it Well, 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 it is for mind, body, and soul. They all are connected. And so, you know, people, I hope they're ready for what they sign up for with you guys. They're going to get some thought work. They're going to get a hot bod and maybe connect to their higher power. So tell us, what does a typical day of a macro coach, working women, mom, what does that look like for you guys?
Well, it's different for both of us. So you go first, Nat.
So I work at the salon 4 days a week and I run the Instagram daily. So it's kind of a little bit of whenever between clients, mixing color, DMs, posting, and then answering client questions or emails and things like that. And so, and then we have the days we have office hours, which are usually on my days off, that I will host calls with Heidi or Ashton. And we have webinars occasionally, but it's really all hair on fire. We are we do not have a science. It's more like, cool, here's a window. Let's make it do something. So we are definitely I'm not organized by any means, but it's been a fun way to put my energy and creativity in besides hair and behind the chair. And it's just fun to be with people and about people.
I'm constantly having this debate with Natalie because she says that about herself all the time, but you can find whatever you need. Like, it is organized. It may not be a regimented system to other people, but like, you always know where your shiz is.
So, organized.
Totally tell you guys are having fun. And that is like the great thing about it.
My days look different depending on what we have going on, but I also host the group coaching calls with Natalie. And then I do take the majority of our one-on-one coaching calls during the week, again, because I don't have a full-time job. So I definitely fill my time with the one-on-one coaching and the support of our group coaching program. So those are my days.
She's really the bread and butter of our program. Stop. So
you guys have such amazing strengths, both of you. It's so fun to talk to you. So who would you guys say are your mentors?
My mentor is Natalie Delaney. She's my mentor.
And mine would definitely be Heidi Ballard. So we actually had this conversation in the car because we were talking about it. And it's not that we don't have women who have impacted us and have inspired us, but it really, the culmination of Butters is really the two of us. I feel like we have a really incredibly unique relationship. I feel like best friends is like a weak description of really what it is. It's just, we like to refer to ourselves a lot as like a yin and a yang scenario, because luckily when I'm down, she's up, and when she's down, I'm up. But there really is a lot of mutual love, admiration, and life coaching between the two that happens on a daily basis. We download a lot to one another. We really wouldn't have Butter Your Macros without each other. It definitely cannot be an independent one-person show. So it's really hard to just pick, like, oh, you know, I think a lot of times we'll go, oh, this person is my mentor, but we've obviously had women that are incredible and inspired us on the page. I would say probably the closest person as far as like someone that we constantly, you know, feel in harmony with is definitely our business partner, Ashton. And we have a really great working relationship, the three of us too. But Heidi definitely for me personally is somebody that not only do I look up to and really respect her opinion and her thoughts as well, but she's also able to be objective about me 80% of the time.
Well, agreed. During that difficult period of my life, Natalie, there was this one phrase that she used to say to me all the time. And it may sound cheesy, but it really carried me through some tough times. She'd say, "You are brave, Heidi Ballard." Like, she would just randomly text. I know. It's like getting me a little emotional right now.
Yeah.
It's really through her support that I feel like I lived to fight another day. So for sure, like, whether I'm creating new theories about how the world works or, you know, we're figuring out some new nutrition principle or some new addition to our program, like, she's for sure the person I talk to about all of it. She helps me figure out my way forward and all that kind of stuff. And of course, we do love our husbands, but you know, it's different.
Different.
It sounds like such a treat to work with you guys. And how are the people that are listening going to find you?
Our largest presence is definitely on Instagram. We're at Butter Your Macros. We also have a website, www.butteryourmacros.com, where we have a lot of informative things and resources for you to find out more about macros, what they are, how to do them, where to start. We also have www.themacrochallenge.com, which is our group coaching program with that Ashton Barrett, and that's our Mindful Macros program, and has a pretty incredible blog attached to that as well. And then that's about it.
And they can link to all of that through your Instagram as well, right?
Yes, it's in our LinkedIn profile.
Okay, perfect. Cool. And we'll definitely link to all of that in our show notes.
Yes.
And they have offered for our listeners, so all of you who would like to be coached and learn more about macros and get involved in their amazing programs, they have offered a $20 off any of their programs, which... thank you guys so much for doing that. That's so exciting. The code is well, well, well.
Yeah, thank you guys. That was so nice of you.
Well, thanks for having us on. We're loving it.
If you want to leave us with a final piece of advice, what do you want to leave us with?
One thing that really helped me for the first probably couple years of getting into some of these healthy habits, like consistently working out, paying attention to my nutrition, all those things, and even looking into thought work and therapy and all of that, was the phrase, "Let's just see," because I can really make myself miserable with expectations and shoulds and all that kind of stuff. So it's a reminder to just stay open, to stay a student, to be present, and realize if you're paying attention to the process, regardless of what process you're talking about, if you're paying attention and you're willing to assess the results, you can constantly be evolving and constantly changing your plan to better fit you and your life and the goals that you have for yourself. So let's just see.
Oh, I love that so much. That is a really good takeaway. Thank you so much. And I think that that's a pretty easy phrase to remember, but it really does kind of just slow you down a little bit and open you up to a learning opportunity. I love it. So good.
We are going to transfer on over to our well looky hears. We are so excited to hear what you two have to share with us today.
Tell us, what should we look at?
I grew up in the time where having a tan is just what you want. So, and I'm naturally really, really pale, like the kind where like you can see your blue veins and everything. So I like to have a tan. I actually don't tan very well from the sun, nor is it very healthy, as we all know. And I have absolutely the worst self-tanning skills out of anybody you've ever met. It's terrible. And I just don't know what to tell you. So I recently just thought, I'm paying every month for this self-tanner that is subpar. So why don't I just take the leap and get an airbrush tanning system? Ridiculous. So indulgent. I know.
I'm obsessed.
It's amazing. And it's so much easier. It's kind of like the eyelash extension thing. It sounds so high maintenance, but it actually makes me less high maintenance on a daily basis to just spray tan like once a week, or to get my eyelashes done every couple weeks. And then it's on a daily basis, so much easier. So that's how I
do. You spray yourself? Yeah. Who's spraying you?
I do not. My husband sprays me.
He does. I gotta get Dylan on board with this.
Pretty. Ben is a boss. He should start a business.
Stop. He's not spraying other women's butts.
Does he like give you abs? Well, you have abs. I would make Dylan do stripes on my abs.
I like it. Like contour it with like a darker.
Yeah. Blue. Yeah. Like, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it the right way. Like a Kardashian, and we're going to contour this.
Hey, if you can do it with cheekbones, where does it end? Right?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Wow, that's a magical one. The fact that there's a tent,
it's so good.
That takes away all my issues with spray tans right there. You can go inside an enclosed tent. I mean, forget your lungs, but let's get the body tanned.
It's been pretty life-changing, I have to say. I'm a believer. I'm committed.
Okay, awesome. And Natalie, what about you? What do you have for us today?
Okay, so it seems so ridiculous, but I kind of can't live without it. I love MAC Retro Matte Liquid Lipstick. And if you see me ever, I always
have a good lip.
You do. You are
totally does.
Ultra fan of their lips. And I love it. It's a one and done scenario. I put it on only once. I have to like scrape it off my face at the end of the night. It's on so well. You can eat through it. You can drink through it. I've never made out through it, but I'm willing to experiment if I need to. Comes in an incredible amount of colors. And the real kicker and why I love it so much is because as we get older, we get those little lines around our lips, and regular lipstick, even the matte ones, were kind of bleeding into it. And it was driving me crazy because it just made me feel like a total old woman. So these do not bleed. They stay on, and I just can't even rave about them enough. I live by them. I have like probably 1,700 of them. And so that is my jam. I do have one kind of bougie item that I probably wouldn't ever really recommend, but it has kind of changed my life, and it's Dermalogica's Phyto Nature Firming Serum. And it supposedly takes off like 5 years. And I'm
kind of
tell us more.
She's 35. She just lost 5 years.
Is it a night gal?
It's super spendy and stupid, but I feel like I've been a Dermalogica fangirl for probably like 20 years now, and this is pretty amazing. It's just a firming serum. You just put it on at night. You can put it on during the day, but it's too expensive to put it on during the day. So
don't do that. What if it sweat off?
Yeah.
Seriously. On the drain. Listen, I'm going to put this on the backside of my thighs and I'm going to firm them up, and then I'm going to hop in the tanning tent.
You know it. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Is this before or after you're starting macros?
Oh, yeah.
When are you jumping on the macro train?
Oh, I'm on. I'm doing it. Here's your thing. I got to do it.
She's literally typing in your web address into her computer as we speak.
Okay, this is what I have a question for you guys, because you talked a little bit about people not being patient or them having like kind of a timeline or whatever about their weight loss. I have a friend who was in the NFL and he was just saying like, you have to give yourself a year.
Yeah.
Do you guys find that that's true?
Well, it depends what your definition of change is.
Yeah, I guess that's
literally
right.
Just weight loss. No, you can do it in less than a year. But yeah. If you really want to see actionable difference in your physique, yeah, a year. I mean, even 2 years. Like if you look at me, I had a 43-pound weight loss with my first cut. I don't look anything like that. And I thought that, you know how you just don't notice how you evolve? But if you compare then to 2 years later, it's just completely different.
But this is the issue. It's like whether you're talking about 6 weeks or a year, it's like, why do you ever want to stop? And I don't mean why do you ever want to stop burning calories. I mean, like, why do you ever want to stop evolving? So totally. It's like you can give yourself a timeline, or you can just take the approach of like, let's start building a life I want with habits that are meaningful to me, that make me feel good, that make me feel well spiritually, physically, mentally. I mean, this is what it's all about.
And I talked about this a little bit in stories the other day. You're going to realize that I'm just like a bargain person, but I am too cheap to pay for trays and Zoom whitening and whatever. So I was at Target and they had that optic white and I'm like, sure, why not? I need toothpaste. It's $4.99. And so I bought the kit and I'm like brushing my teeth. I'm reading the package and it says, in 6 weeks, see whiter teeth. And I'm like, ugh, 6 weeks. Like I want optic white teeth now.
Yeah.
And then I realized that they'll be whiter in 6 weeks anyways. I'm going to be brushing my teeth. And the same thing goes with food. You're going to be eating for the next 6 weeks. Why don't you see what it does for you if you actually fuel yourself properly and take the time? You know, you're going to be moving your body for the next 6 weeks. Why don't you put some action into it? And so totally. It's like time is going to move no matter what.
And another part of that whole let's just see equation is to actually look too. And it's like if your teeth aren't whiter or you're not making the progress that you like, if
you still brush your teeth.
Yeah, like then make some changes. Like if optic white doesn't work, try a different kind, you know, or make some tweaks to your plan so that you can be constantly chasing the things that you're passionate about and making positive change for yourself.
Oh, that's so good.
Hey guys, guess what? I just registered for your coaching.
That's fantastic.
Sure did.
Okay. This girl named Heidi will be calling you soon.
I'm okay. So excited.
Thank you so much for taking time and recording with us today. We really appreciate it. And we love all your knowledge.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, guys. Yes. This is fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great week.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, so for my well-looky here today, I have a sweatsuit. It's true. I have a sweatshirt and sweatpants. And this is why. Tie-dye is this big trend right now, and yep. I've been waiting to find a tie-dye that I feel like aligns with my aesthetic.
Yeah. Ooh, and good resistance there.
And a lot of
most people cave, you know?
I know, and I just couldn't cave. I couldn't cave because I wanted it to be right, and yeah. I found the right one.
Gosh.
So, on Urban Outfitters, Urban Renewal Recycled Burst Tie-Dye Crew Neck Sweatshirt. And then it has matching sweatpants. I got it in maroon. So it's like a little fun, but a little earth tone-y.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a maroon mixed with black. So you get a little bit of pink hues and stuff like that. But here's the deal. It's so soft.
It is.
It's so oversized and so soft and amazing.
It looks magical.
I really like to slip that on when I get home at the end of the day.
Yep. Yeah.
It's great.
But you can wear it out, too. And it's actually, like, really cute. It's not like a home-only thing. It's
oh, yeah.
So
you'll see me walking down the aisles in this.
You betcha.
You bet.
I love it so much. And so, wait, are you saying there's a sweatpants? You said a sweatsuit.
Yeah, you buy them separately. See?
Oh.
This is my getup. But you buy them separately.
Oh, my gosh. Boom, boom, boom.
And with the black Converse, it's really cute.
That is so stinking cute. Okay, I love that. My well-looky here today is the IGK Direct Flight Multitasking Dry Shampoo.
What is this?
Such good dry shampoo. It's like the cutest bottle. It has four different strengths. There's like a matcha one. There's a charcoal one. There's all different ones. And so the label looks a different color. And at first I thought it was like hair colors, because you know how some hair powders have like a color to them. These are all pretty transparent. Like, they're not super white, but they're also not dark. Nothing like that, but they are different strengths. So, like, super dirty hair versus just like a daily use one. And I like the green, which is one step down from the super strong black one, the charcoal one. But I also like the charcoal one. I just don't use it as much like on a daily. It's like when my hair is super dirty. But I love them. I think work really well. It feels like they have a lot in a can and they're not super perfumey.
Yeah, a lot of the dry shampoos have a lot of fragrance.
So here's something pretty cool about them. They're free of sulfates, parabens, formaldehydes, formaldehyde-releasing agents, phthalates, oxybenzone, triclosan, and a lot of the ingredients that we recently talked about in our clean beauty episode.
Yeah, I love it now when I'm finding stuff that is all clean.
Yes, it's just a really good, clean, dry shampoo. So I highly recommend it. That's my well-looky here for the week.
Well, listen, from a professional hairdresser, you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. I should have brought this up while we still had good old Natalie on the phone.
I know. I wonder if she ever used it. Yeah.
Maybe she likes it too. But thank you guys so much for joining us for this interview today. We so enjoyed talking to the Butter Your Macros girls. We hope that you look them up. Go check out their Instagram feed. Look their website up and join a class. Join Cassandra. She signed up.
I signed up.
She signed up today.
Meet you there. So
if you do decide to join one of their classes, you will see that you can put in a discount code. Well is the code you want to use, and you're going to get $20 off that program. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you have a great week. Be well.
Be well.
Let's hook up on Instagram at the Well Podcast for a little bit more wellness.